Estevan. The Estevan Wildlife Federation, EWF, handed out trophies and certificates during the organization's annual awards night Saturday at the Estevan Exhibition Association's building. In the junior birds division, Cade Skuus had the top sharp-tail grouse at 2 pounds and 2.36 ounces, mallard duck, 2 pounds and 14 ounces, and pheasant, total score of 61 with 39 bars and a tail length of 22 inches. Logan Skuus had the largest Hungarian partridge, 1 pound, 1 ounce, in senior birds. Murray Mosley had the top mallard duck, 3 pounds, 8 ounces, snow goose, 6 pounds, 1 ounce, and white-fronted goose, 6 pounds, 5 ounces. Other winners were Kyle Skuus, Hungarian partridge, 1 pound, Jared Skuus, sharp-tail grouse, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and Dustin De Bruyne, pheasant, total scored of 68 and 5/8, thanks to a score of 44 bars and a 24 and 5/8 inch tail length. Mosley also brought home several awards in adult fishing, including perch, 1 pound, 8 ounces, walleye, 7 pounds, 2 ounces, northern pike, 16 pounds, 8 ounces, splake, 1 pound, 11 ounces, tiger trout, 1 pound, 13 ounces, and rainbow trout, 2 pounds, 14 ounces. Josh Michel had the largest largemouth bass, 4 pounds, 1 ounce. There were no entries for junior fish this year. EWF President Wanda Michel encouraged the audience to submit entries for those categories, and reminded the youths to tell their parents to take them fishing. First place finishers in senior big game archery were Ken Chipley, typical white tail deer with a score of 142 and antelope at 67 and 6/8. Gary Leslie, non-typical white tail deer, 139. Nick Hirkala, typical mule deer, 134 and 2/8. Tim Katsantonis, non-typical mule deer, 188 and 3/8. And Tija Donovan, 18 and 13/16. Chipley won the Bowhunter of the Year award with a combined score of 224.7 for his antelope and typical whitetail deer. In junior rifle, winners were Cade Skuus, non-typical whitetail deer, 152, and black bear, 21 and 4/16. Caleb van de Woestijn, typical whitetail deer, 148, and Prism Gooding, non-typical mule deer, 205 and 6/8. Women's big game rifle winners were Cassie Schlapkohl, typical whitetail deer, 152 and a half, Tara Katsantonis, typical elk, 212, and Krislin Pilichati, black bear, 18 and 7/16. In men's big game rifle, the trophy winners were Jaden van de Woestijn, non-typical whitetail deer, 169 and an eighth, and antelope, 70 and 2/8. Jesse Barassa, typical whitetail deer, 164 and 6/8. Jeff Mosley Jr., typical mule deer, 142 and 7/8. Jarrett Doust, non-typical mule deer, 182 and 7/8. Garrett Meller, typical elk, 294 and 2/8. Jay Curtis, moose, 152 and 5/8. And Cameron Donovan, black bear, 21 and 6/16. Photography award winners were Melina Shepley, senior wildlife and photo of the year, Lena Hayward, junior scenic and junior wildlife, and Faye Bonthu, senior scenic. Certificates were presented to second and third place finishers in the various categories. Wanda Michel noted the total number of entries was down last year, and hunting licenses were down about 20% in Saskatchewan. She cited the trespass laws that have come into effect in Saskatchewan. She also pointed out a number of other things to the crowd. The EWF is responsible for the marina at Rafferty Dam, which allows people to have a free site for hiking, boating, fishing and enjoying the sunsets. Numerous people and businesses put in the effort to make the area enjoyable. Donations are accepted. The clubhouse at the EWF grounds and the kitchen are available for rent. The fish filleting shack at Boundary Dam is up and running. Upgrades are happening at the gun range, and the EWF hopes they will be finished in the spring. The EWF will host its annual conservation camp in the summer. Michelle noted they started an antler collection program last year. She knows a lot of people at the awards night collect their antlers but are now running out of storage room. We are collecting them so we can sell them and buy habitat, said Michelle. And if you were lucky enough to go out hunting this past year, with the trespassing laws, I know how much you appreciated being able to go on some wildlife lands without having to worry about getting permission, said Michelle. The more land they have, the more opportunities there will be for hunting. The EWF hopes to have Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation Executive Director Daryl Crabb come to Estevan to speak to the EWF members at a meet and greet. He will talk about the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation's efforts and the trespass laws.